Hey, everybody. It's Kyle with WMMA Fighters on our episode 6 of our weekly Invicta show. First off, hope everybody's having a good day. It's really nice here where we're at. Out in Cincinnati, it's pushing 60 degrees. So that's pretty exciting. The wintertime seems to be going away now. So that's always good news. Now, quite a few things to cover today. I'm sure everybody heard, we've tweeted it and everything. The Invicta 28 main event is now different. The Evil Princess, Janessa Morandon, is out of the fight due to injury, so we wish her a speedy recovery and know she'll be back, and she'll be back to go for that belt. So now things get interesting at this point. Mizuki has now stepped up, and she will be fighting Verna Jandiroba for the strawweight title. What a great matchup. I mean, what could have been a horrible experience for Invicta has turned out to be okay. Obviously, it's not the same. It's a little different dynamic. We've been covering this for the past few weeks, so things are different. But the card is still rock solid. The only fight in the air right now is Milana Dudueva. She has a to-be-decided opponent as of right now, but I'm sure they'll get that taken care of pretty quickly. So, not really a huge concern there. So it should, I don't see any reason why it won't still be a 9-fight card. Everything else is the same though. Still kicking it off with the return of Tracy Cortez, which is exciting. Pearl Gonzalez coming, making her Invicta debut. I mean, things are looking up. Still happening March 24th. Nothing's changed except the main event itself. So, good move. I think Mizuki is a good matchup for Verna. Should be a little different. Mizuki brings a similar stand-up game to Janessa. It'll be interesting to see how she handles the onslaught of just Brazilian jiu-jitsu perfection from Verna. So, great matchup. It's another one that I don't know if the finish for Mizuki is as strong as it was for Janessa, but it's still a possibility. But definitely, look for Verna's game plan to stay the same. She shouldn't change much here. And going back to Pearl Gonzalez for a second, one thing we talked about in our interview couple weeks ago was, when you change or when you train for a fight, focus on you, focus on your game. And that's great for a lot of reasons. And one of the big things was your opponent could change. And in this instance, it has for Verna. So, still got a killer main event, killer card. No doubt in my mind, Milana will have an opponent. Hopefully, she can get back on the winning track, but we'll see. Don't forget, Deanna Bennett's coming back. Karina Rodriguez, she's always fun. So, yeah, the rest of the card is the same. And like I said, we've been covering that one for weeks, and it's going to be spectacular still. So, no worries. Invicta 28 is still rocking and rolling. Still got a great main event, and still got a great event from start to finish. One thing I've posted quite a bit is this is why I cover WMMA, and there's a lot of reasons why. And one, I just prefer it. I prefer the action. I prefer the athletes. I prefer just everything about it is just better. Now, with that said, there was a great exchange between Janessa and Verna. Believe it was on Instagram, and it was awesome to see how these two fighters who were scheduled to fight each other can be so civil and caring. It's just different, like I said. And Verna wished her a speedy recovery, and Janessa stepped up and said, "Hey, sorry for getting hurt, and I hope that you win the belt and bring it to Brazil." They are countrymen. They've got it'll be interesting to see the belt go. I'm pulling up the quote right now. So, Berna Jandaroba at Janessa, I hope you have a speedy recovery. I wish you well. Janessa responds, thanks and sorry for that. Bring this belt to Brazil. And Berna responds, don't worry, that belt belongs to Brazil. Let's go. So pretty awesome, you know, great exchange, the sportsmanship, the everything. So, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, that's so refreshing. Yeah, I love trash talk. I love when two fighters are going at it. I love when they're beefing over social media and whatnot. But that's also really refreshing. And it does happen in the men's. I mean, I'll give you that. But, you know, and they don't have to. You know, there may be some, you know, the team having them do that, whatever, but it really doesn't matter. It was a great gesture and it was a really cool thing to see. So, that's one of the many reasons why, you know, I do WMMA. It's beyond the action. So yeah, you know, check that out, follow them both on social media, you know, so yeah, the official statement from Invicta about the fight is that Milana's fight, again, is TBD, but they are actively looking, and I would say it'll be announced any day now. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on our Twitter, WMMA Fighters. We will bring that to you when it comes available. So obviously, UFC 222 occurred over the weekend. This is an Invicta show, Kyle. What are you doing? I know it's an Invicta show. Yana Kunitskaya fought Cyborg. We all know how that ended. Yana had some interesting offense right off the rip. I mean, almost securing back mount in that fight. That was pretty interesting to see. Obviously, Cyborg is the best female fighter ever. You know, Yana said that she is going back to bantamweight. I personally don't know if she signed a multi-fight deal with the UFC. I don't know if she'll be defending that Invicta title. I would assume she is. Probably maybe sometime in the summer, July card maybe, I would assume. If not, we may see her back in the octagon. I'm not 100% certain on that. But either way, I mean, it's official. She's going back to bantamweight. You know, that's where she is. That's where she needs to be. She's a great bantamweight fighter. So, you know, hats off to her for taking the fight. Hats off to Cyborg for turning around so quickly and fighting again. We all know the event was up in the air. So, but yeah, so Yana news, going back to bantamweight, you know, she pretty much threw that out there. If you go to InvictaFC.com, right on the front page, they have an awesome video, which can also be watched on their YouTube channel. And the video has a link to watch on YouTube. Top 25 finishes in Invicta. It's a really sweet video. So check that one out. I tweeted that out as well, the link to the YouTube video. I was just mesmerized sitting there watching that. It was a lot of fun to see all these finishes. And, you know, it gives you a good sense of what happens in the Invicta cage and what it's all about. Some amazing talent in there. So, you know, check that out. Again, go to the Invicta website. You know, they do a good job of keeping everything updated. Get on there and see what you can find out. But yeah, it's hard to say. You know, Milana, she has a lot of potential opponents. I'm curious. I'm watching this one really closely to see just who they're going to pull in here. Yeah, they're scheduled for a strawweight bout. From the get-go, there's plenty of straw weights around. You know, if they get desperate, they might try to talk somebody into a catch weight. I'm not sure, but I don't see it being an issue. Wanted to reiterate a little bit on the Ashley Cummins article that was posted last week. First of all, everybody who shared it, liked it, commented, thank you. That was a great interview. She's such a wonderful person, a wonderful athlete, and you know, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that one. So she mentioned, you know, the atomweight division. And, you know, Jin Yufrei is going, will go for the atomweight title with Invicta. I think the problem is she doesn't have an opponent right now. And I think that the rematch between the two, I'm with Ashley on this one, We hit on that, so check out the article. It's at WMMAfighters.com in the WMMA articles link at the top of the page. Check that out and let us know what you think, because, you know, that is also a title up for grabs, and the atomweight division, especially with Invicta, is a lot of fun. So I would assume they're going to start figuring this out sooner rather than later. So sorry for the short one today. Kind of shocking hearing that Janessa was out, but, you know, the sportsmanship between the two is wonderful. Just everything about it. We're glad, you know, glad Yana got through UFC 222. Obviously, I would assume she probably signed a few fights with UFC, hoping that she comes back to defend that title with Invicta. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Megan Anderson called out Cyborg, so we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, would you rather see Cyborg, Megan Anderson, or, you know, Cyborg, Amanda Nunes? So there's a lot going on. So we'll keep you posted on Milana's opponent. Like I said, I would assume it's going to be announced any day now who she'll be fighting. So as soon as we know, we'll share that out. So this is any changes to the Invicta 28 card we'll be talking about, but you know, we've pretty much got it covered. We'll run down predictions again the week of. So that'll be a couple weeks from now. We'll go over that, lay out our predictions again. And but in the meantime, we're going to talk about, do some fight features. Working on great moments in Invicta history. We'll go over those. So there's a lot to cover. This one, I think it was just really important to explain what's going on with the main event. So that has been changed, you know, taken care of. We hope Janessa comes back soon. And, you know, in my opinion, she deserves a title shot no matter who wins. But we'll see. Invicta's matchmaking has been on fire, so they're going to keep giving us the best matches as fans to watch and enjoy. So, all right, everybody have a great day. Catch us tomorrow on Facebook Live for our weekly show. We got Pearl Gonzalez on there, which I can't even tell you how excited I am for that. So we got some changes coming, you know, format changes and things and whatnot. You know, a lot of stuff's going, we're growing, and, you know, I appreciate everyone taking the time to listen. So have a great afternoon. We'll stay busy on social media and posting articles and whatnot, and love all your support. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.